A cool drink of water through the music of the contemporary American composer Tobias Picker, a piece called Old and Lost Rivers, performed live by Jennifer Blythe. This is part of a recital that's coming up.
Yeah, it's a new program for me, so I've constructed a program that can be performed in many different configurations, all solo works or solo works plus some chamber works. But the main theme is water, and in a nutshell, I would say it's about how water shapes us and we shape it. And hopefully it's interesting. It really is. I want the program to sort of be a little bit like an exhibit of consequences of man and nature in the same place at the same time, as opposed to the kinds of pieces that we often hear in music where, say, for instance, Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony offers idyllic, pristine nature. Some of the pieces, as you'll hear later today, really speaks to man and nature's interaction. So there's some climate change in there as well.
A wonderful piece on a 90-degree day.
Yes, it is. I think it's a fascinating piece. He arranged it for Ursula Oppens in the 90s, so I'm grateful.
And when and where is the recital?
The recital, so I'm doing two, actually. I'm doing one on Sunday at Jacob's Music in Ephrata at 3 p.m., and that's going to be all of the solo works on the program. I think it'll be about an hour of music, and I'd love some feedback. So if anyone feels like they'd like to come and hear some new pieces about water, I'd really appreciate their input. And then I'm doing the whole program with four colleagues, and it's also designed with a art installation video with artist Todd Arsenal at Dickinson in Carlisle, and that's going to be on the 22nd. It's a Sunday, 22nd of September at 4 p.m.
And what's the next piece we're going to hear that has to do with water?
So the next piece is a more traditional piece, and it is Jeux d'eau by Ravel, much loved.
Here is Jennifer Blythe on WRTI 90.1.
Thank you.
Jennifer Blythe, live in our performance studio here at WRTI 90.1 with music of Maurice Ravel, Jeu d'eau.
Based on the Latona Fountain from Versailles, is what I understand. So.
Very refreshing.
Yes. Different to the next piece.
Exactly. What is the next piece?
So the next piece is a brand new piece to me and probably most of your listeners. It is by a Latvian composer called Peteris Vasks. And it is an excerpt from a much larger fantasy, and it is called Landscape of a Burnt Out Earth. And having grown up in Australia, where I understand they now know how to process sewage so people can drink it, that's how bad the water is. It really resonates with me. I grew up 8 hours inland from the West Coast, so there's not a lot of water out there.
But there is on the air here at WRTI, and the water recital today by Jennifer Blythe.
Great.
Here on WRTI.
Thanks.
Music from the contemporary Latvian composer Peteris Vasks, a piece called Landscape of a Burnt Out Earth, an excerpt from that, appropriate with fires in the Amazon and a hurricane threatening.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We have a CD coming out. Well, I don't. You do.
I do. It's due to come out in October. Part of the reason I'm doing this program was I was inspired by the seminal work on my CD that's coming out. It's entitled Vox, and it's inspired by George Crumb, and it's with my trio, which is based in Chicago. We are called Here. So the seminal work on that CD is George Crumb's Voice of the Whale, and it's going to conclude my program on water at Dickinson. And so we wanted to do a CD that was inspired by that work, and there's four other works on it as well, due to come out in October to coincide with George Crumb's 90th birthday, which we're really excited about. He's a terrific composer and just a wonderful person. He's endorsed our CD, and we're very grateful. So keep an eye out for that.
We will. You have one more piece to play, and that's also on the recital coming up this week.
Yes, so this is a brand new piece. I'm sure most people will never have heard it. It's brand new to me as well. And it's by a young composer called Kevin Putz. He's at Peabody teaching there. And it's called Alternating Current. And it's written in two keys. Both hands are in different keys. And for me, I wanted to program it on this program, not just because obviously the title has to do with water or electricity either way, but it feels a little bit like anyone speaking about climate change these days. We can look at a very beautiful waterscape, if you will, but in the background we all kind of wonder if it's still going to be there in 50 years. So this piece represents that kind of conflict for me. I hope you enjoy it.
Here's Jennifer Blythe on WRTI 90.1. Thank you. Live from the WRTI Performance Studio, pianist Jennifer Blythe with music of the contemporary American composer Kevin Putz, the movement number 3 from Alternating Current.
Thank you, Kevin.
And tell us again where we can hear you perform live.
So I am performing all the live solo pieces on my program at Jacob's Music in Ephrata on Sunday at 3. I'm really looking forward to that. And then a complete program with colleagues and with a video installation by Todd Arsenault as well at Dickinson College in Carlisle, 4 p.m. September 22nd. It's a Sunday, and I'd love to see people there.
Well, thanks very much for being our guest today, Jennifer.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.